The day of reckoning is upon us. Individual states are about to go belly up. No jobs means no tax revenues for states like New Jersey, Arizona, and California, to name just a few. And with the collapse of housing prices and foreclosures, the resulting decrease of property tax revenues is leaving the cities and towns the most exposed. These local governments will surely default on their bonds this year. Municipal bond investors are already running away scared. And the states dependent on federal subsidies will need all the money they can get to cover their own shortfalls, leaving the cities and towns to fend for themselves. The federal government itself is in the hole by $14 trillion. It can't keep on bailing out the states indefinitely. The state's only recourse is to raise taxes, cut benefits, and to carry out huge layoffs. Millions of public employees will lose their jobs this year, and they ain't gonna get them back. Now, with the states going belly up, the tax revenues to fund all of Congress's irresponsible spending programs, like funding the foreign nation of Israel, will dry up. Then the Federal Reserve will step in with their fake money to placate the Jewish lobby, creating hyperinflation and skyrocketing prices. Indeed, the day of reckoning is upon us. Now, what's the answer? We need to bring our jobs back from China and India back to the USA. And not a single politician is talking about this. Why? Because it's going against the grain of the Zionist Wall Street bankers who own Capitol Hill. That's why. Investment banks like Goldman Sachs and Citigroup, led by Zionist Jews, Lloyd Blankfein, Gary Cohn, Sanford Vail, Robert Rubin, are shifting their investment portfolios from Detroit and Silicon Valley to Shanghai and Bangalore, even building their skyscrapers and headquarters there with their cheap labor in blue-collar and white-collar jobs in Shanghai and Bangalore. As president of the Brother Nathaniel Foundation, we are calling for a value-added tax to be placed on the U.S. corporations that boost their profits from cheap labor and services overseas. By opposing the investment portfolios of the Zionist Wall Street bankers, we still have a chance to save America from economic ruin. And we better do it soon.